What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of 5-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Fun starts at Madison Square Garden Saturday, 6 o'clock. Pistons, Knicks. Before we get to discussing them, Rico, you will be having a good chance. You will be seeing Nico. According to Stuart Mandel, Nico will be transferring to UCLA. UCLA will be at Spartan Stadium on Saturday, October 11th.
Yeah, I saw that Colin Cowherd came with it earlier today as well. So, Iamaliava.
UCLA. Oh, my Lord, what a fall.
Not really, David. UCLA, Big Ten team.
He's from California.
They got money.
Yeah, SEC to Big Ten. That's a fall.
That's true. Well, he
who won the national title last year?
That's right. In the last 2 years.
The team that lost to Michigan.
Okay. Yeah. Who won the national championship the last 2 years, actually?
You're right. The Big Ten. Yeah. All over the place.
You can argue whether you can argue.
Helps when you steal plays.
Okay,
you
know? Fine. Whatever. But the conference did win.
For the last year. That's why I only went back for 1 year.
Okay. I knew that's why you said that. I knew it.
Anyway, I don't care. You can take the banners. I still saw the Fab Five play.
Everything.
All that stuff. You know, whatever. Schools go on. Louisville won the national championship in basketball, despite what Rieger thinks about the Peyton Siva play. Anyway, so Nico.
Because you know the place.
Yeah. And he won't be drafted, I don't think. I've seen a lot of seven-rounders and my guy Donovan Walton.
I forgot all about him already. Mm-hmm. So, no, he ain't.
No, he's not. His West Bloomfield teammate's going to go very fast. That would be Maxwell Harrison. But yeah, Nico coming to UCLA, and he'll be playing at Spartan Stadium on October 11th. Maybe in the dorms there, because I was a student for summer school there 1 year. Maybe Nico will be living with Xavier Booker. Maybe they'll be roommates.
Are you serious?
No, I know he's got his own place.
They each are probably going to have $2 million apiece.
No, I'm not serious.
It's L.A., so that's probably, a one-bedroom condo?
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, they're not being in the dorms. I understand, especially him.
There's worse places to go than UCLA.
Yes.
You know, you out there, you know, and out in Bel Air country. Yeah, that's nice. Well, I mean,
he gets to go to the Rose Bowl.
There's no pressure, Stoney.
I know. None.
The funny thing is that people here always talk about going to the Rose Bowl. The actual Rose Bowl game.
Yes.
Fantastic. Stoney, if any school goes and plays UCLA?
If that's 50,000, maybe, if they're lucky.
50? Have you seen some of the games?
Yeah, I said if they're lucky, that's half. Yeah, if they're lucky.
I don't even think you're getting half
there. I'm saying 50 would be half, if they're lucky.
I would
and
say
they're not usually.
It looks like a spring game.
Yes.
Looks like a spring game.
Yeah.
What do you say, David? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
David's saying move along.
Yes.
You can use the microphone.
Yes, we don't care.
So how about them Pistons?
How about them Pistons? Pistons are obviously underdogs in this series, as they should be. Most people who are neutral observers have the Knicks as the favorite to win the series. Now, if you're a fan of a particular team, most times you put realism out of your vocabulary and you always think your team is going to win, especially when you've beaten them 3 out of 4 in the regular season. Rico, I'm not one of them. I hope the Pistons sweep the Knicks, but I see the Knicks winning the series in 5, if I was betting, maybe 6.
You know, Stone, here's the thing.
And I think we as Piston fans, a lot of people look at the 3-1 and don't take into consideration who played, who didn't play, and realize that the Knicks are still really good. Are they as good as they were last year? No, but I still think they're really good.
And it's going to be very disrespectful, but I think especially early on in the season, the Knicks didn't take the Pistons as a serious team. So that's a team we can rest. That's a team we can kind of give it about 70-80%, and we could probably still beat them because you're thinking, oh, that's a team that damn near set the record for consecutive losses.
Right.
That's what you were seeing. So, yeah, Pistons won 3-1. Look, according to FanDuel, Vegas believes you. Mm-hmm. Vegas believes you, and they're saying the over-under for games – played in this series, you want to take a guess, fellas? Over under for games played in the series.
I'm going to go 7.
No, well, the over under.
That's what Vegas says?
No, I'm going to go 6, actually. I'm sorry.
Vegas is saying 5.5.
Oh.
They're saying 5.5, which
is so over.
Which, if you do the math.
So over.
Or if you go under, they're saying 4-1.
Right.
Or 4-1. Oh, so we win 4-1. Pistons win the series 4-1.
No. If that's the case, David.
Please.
If you want to take those odds, I believe it's what, plus 340?
Yeah, it is.
Plus 340 for the Pistons to win the series.
Yeah.
So.
All right, so David, you think they're going to win?
No, I don't actually think. I want to.
Because I'm going to ask you to map out a plan for the Pistons to win the game besides Jalen Brunson's ankle being broken again.
Well, you just took my reasoning, so there we go. It's not going to happen, okay? I really want the Pistons to win the series,
yeah,
but they're just not good enough. So I'm with you, Stoney. It probably goes 5. I hope 6.
And part of the reason I don't think they're going to win is people don't realize, you know, people look at, oh, the Pistons have this really good defensive team. They do. So do the Knicks. Their coach, although he played his starters way too much during the regular season, Tom Thibodeau is known for his defense more than anything else. Yeah, OG is going to be all over Cade, I would think, right? I mean, Mitchell Robinson's back. He's not a great player, but he's a defensive player. Is he as good as Hartenstein was? No, that's why I said, that's one of the reasons they're not as good as they were last year. And Brunson is not 100% healthy. The Pistons, I know you hate this term, probably playing with house money. They have nothing to lose. They are the underdogs, and I think the games are going to be very competitive. I think Karl Anthony Towns. Oh, he's soft. He's, you know what?
How many games you got the Pistons winning?
Definitely one. So there we go. I'm going to say the Knicks in 5. God, and I hope I'm wrong, because
a bold take by Stoney. The Pistons take one game.
They get a game. All right. All right.
Well, I mean, Costa thinks the Pistons are going to win in 7. So, I mean,
at this point.
Why does he always jinx it for the teams here? Come on. Now they're going to lose. Jeez.
David, always remember this. A broken clock is right twice a day. If you're a Pistons fan, I'm going to give you some hope next.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right, Stoney, I promise you and the listeners, for those out there thinking that, okay, Stoney saying one game. For the Pistons to win this series, it does boil down to something very simple. You have to take one of the games in New York. You have to take games one or two. If you win one of those two games,
right,
you come back to Detroit with the fans here, they're going to be riding high. They're going to be backing this team. LCA is going to
be climbing
loud.
Over that geo fence.
They'll be climbing. They'll be jumping the geo fence. LCA will be loud. Mm-hmm. And Pistons fans at that point coming back knowing, okay, if you handle your business and you win one, okay, you're probably looking at about a 6-7 game series. You win both,
mm-hmm,
and you flip the tables. And now New York is playing in a panic.
Yeah.
You have to, even though it's holding serve, even though, you know, as they say, the cliche, a series isn't a series until the home team loses.
Correct.
If you come back from New York down 0-2, I don't know if it's going to be the same buzz and optimism with this Pistons team. If the Pistons can steal one.
Absolutely.
Either game one or game two. I'm not equating them to the going to work Pistons back in, was it 2004 or 5?
When they won the first game in L.A.
But when they went down in L.A. and they took a game, and then you come back to Detroit, it's a whole different feel. Now, you're in control.
You know, look, if they steal one of the first two games in New York, my Pistons losing in five looks very dumb, even though it's possible. I would not expect them. If they come back 1-1, I would expect them to probably win one more game, minimum.
I mean, but then it depends. I mean, they come back, they won one, and then they win game three, and now they're up 2-1. Mm-hmm. Pressure's not on them anymore. Pressure's all on New York, because now New York is saying we can't go down 3-1 and the Pistons can play a lot looser at home. Mm-hmm. But you got to take one of the first two games. You either got to win the first one or you got to win that game two. You do that, Pistons fans, you got a shot at this.
248-539-9797. I'd love to hear from Pistons fans who think they're going to win the series and tell me why. Like basketball-wise, why you think they're going to win. Because part of the reason I think they're going to lose, and I talked to Isaiah about this, and he said, well,
I'm sorry, Isaiah
Thomas, yes.
Isaiah Stewart?
Yeah. No, you're right, Isaiah. Right. On our podcast.
I talked to
first name basis.
I talked to Isaiah, you know. Well, I call him Zeke.
Well, Isaiah is one of those one name guys, isn't he, when you think?
There's an Isaiah on the team.
I understand that, but most people say, if I would have said I was talking to Isaiah, I would have said I'd be talking to Beef Stew.
Okay, fair enough.
Anyway.
I just wanted to make sure.
Yes, I get it.
I just wanted
and
to make
so
people.
So I asked him about the fact that the Knicks have all the experience. You know, the Pistons have a few guys who've played in the playoffs. Beasley, Tobias Harris, which did not go very well. He said sometimes ignorance is bliss. So you have never been there before, so you don't know that. But I think it really does matter, especially coming down crunch time in games. Guys who've been there before, been to the conference finals before. I don't know. You look at their starting five. Look, I do believe, and this may be biased too, I think Cade Cunningham's the best player in the series right now. But he's never played in the playoffs.
I don't know if I can say he's the best player in the series.
Okay. But anyway, so I'm regardless, he's going to get double teamed. Jalen Brunson said today, I saw a clip on Twitter from the Knicks press availability. They can't afford to play one-on-one defense against Cade. He's going to get blitzed. And are you confident that everybody else is going to be able to come through for the Pistons? I mean, as great as Cade is, I don't think in a playoff series that he's going to be able to pull this off. Like I say, by himself, but you understand what I'm saying.
No,
if he does,
no,
damn, he goes from star to superstar.
Well, here's the thing. This could be his Trae Young moment, where it's his coming out party. Yeah. You're playing the Knicks, and I've said it before. No one outside of the basketball hardcore knew who Trae was, but then he goes out there and he took the series from New York. Right. And now everybody, he's making the big shot after big shot. He becomes Ice Trae. And Atlanta had a window where all of a sudden people wanted to go play. The Pistons, they do this right, can set themselves up this summer. If K can have his coming out party,
right.
If K can go out there and really represent, and even if they lose, but it's just like, damn, did you see what they...
Right.
Now, when free agents call and they see the 313 number, they're not hanging up. They're taking the call because, okay, I see how close you were. Atlanta had a window, and then Atlanta did nothing, and they squandered the window. Window closed, in my opinion. But New York is saying, Cade's not going to beat us. Somebody else from the Pistons is going to have to step up. They're double-teaming it. That means we don't think that the other four people on the court can do any damage.
Right.
There's only one person who can beat us, and we're going to make sure that doesn't happen.
Now, look, Beasley, if he gets hot in one of those games, he could definitely create master damage, if you want to coin it that, okay? However, look, the Knicks. So, if, let's say the Pistons, and I don't know how you're going to defend Brunson because he is so smart and – with his pump fakes, and I would put Asar Thompson on Jalen Brunson because of the height advantage, and you don't want to get Cade getting in foul trouble. Not that you want Thompson to, but you'd rather have him in foul trouble, and just tell him, listen, you just play him straight up. When he goes up to shoot, don't fall for the fake. And, you know, and some of the games, their energy will be able to, you know, create some excitement and get some baskets. I just think their starting five is so good. Josh Hart in big games has always come through. You know, Bridges was with Phoenix when they went to the NBA Finals, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And Towns.
He's the reason why they keep firing their coaches.
Right. And Towns, well, you know, he's not the toughest guy in the world, but he'll still take it to the hole.
Yeah, he may not. I mean, I don't really understand the cat slander here in Detroit. It's like, you would take him on this team. You would take him in a heartbeat on this business team.
Yes.
But he gets a lot of slander. I don't understand it.
248-539-9797. Butch, you're a 97 on the ticket.
Fellas, what's going on?
How are you, Butch?
Good. Well, listen, a couple of those points you made is the reason why I think we're going to win. I think for one, New York just isn't that good. That's why they can't beat Cleveland. They can't beat us. They can't beat Boston. They can't beat OKC. They're not that good. And second thing is, Brunson has always had a bad matchup against Cade, even in the Olympic trials. He's too little. We're going to win that matchup, and Carl Anthony Towns is too mentally soft. And I think Isaiah Stewart is going to take him out of his game. And I think that's the reason we're going to win, because Brunson and Cat won't be available to do the type of things that they do.
Hold on. Here's the thing, though. Because Isaiah Stewart has his reputation, and because this is the playoffs, the world is watching. Those referees aren't going to let him put up with the shenanigans that he's done all year. You're going to see an awful lot of quick fouls or tees on Beef Stew if he goes out there and plays the way that he did this season.
Okay, even if I give you that point, I don't think Cat can shake him. I don't think he can shake him on the perimeter. I think Beef Stew runs out there and checks him and keeps him from killing us on the three-point line. Plus, Cat only shows up 2 out of the 6 7-game series. So I don't see this great team you keep telling me about.
I'm going to have to look up to see what – thanks for the call. I'm going to have to look up to see what his stats were in the playoffs with Minnesota, whether he was just a dog or not. I don't think so. I think the Cat is a really good player. Is he great? I'm not going to say that, but he's damn good. And he's a mismatch. You're telling me that Isaiah Stewart on the perimeter is going to stop him from – who's got a height advantage of hitting threes? I disagree with that. 97-1, the ticket.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Feminino has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Feminino, 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website, GetDavidGetPaid.com. Get your life back on track. GetDavidGetPaid.com.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
248-539-9797 is the telephone number. We're talking about the Pistons and their chances. The odds are not in their favor. I just think maybe I'm just being scared, but I picked the Knicks in five. But like Rico said, if the Pistons can win a game at the Garden in the first two, then all bets are off to a certain extent. I don't expect the Pistons to lose both at LCA if they win one in New York. But who knows? Stranger things have happened. That's why they play the game. There are things called upsets. And I would love it as a big-ass Piston fan that they could pull this off, because I hate the Knicks. I just think they're pretty good. Pretty damn good. And I know that our previous caller, Butch, doesn't think they're that good. I get it. But when you have the inside-outside game that they have, I give them the advantage. And it's not that the Pistons are much better than them defensively. In fact, they're not. When you look at some of the things like net ratings and things like that, they're pretty close.
Stoney, let's just say the quiet part out loud. This is the first time a lot of the Pistons players will be on the big stage.
Right. That's why I said.
And no bigger stage than Madison Square Garden. That's why I was saying, hey, I would have rather seen them go up against the Pacers. I think that would have been a better series. You probably could have won that thing. I think it would have at least gone to seven games. This is big stage. This is big boy basketball. And for a lot of guys who've never been exposed to this, good luck.
Right. And what?
And if you're beef stew, don't think the league is – it's. I don't know about how it was for you, Stoney, but I'm sure – basically the league is like the parents saying, don't embarrass me tonight. Do not embarrass me. Do not do anything stupid.
Right.
Because I'm watching.
Yeah.
So beef stew, your little antics, it's going to be a quick tech.
Right. You saw – you know what happened when Draymond did something stupid and cost his team a title.
Yeah.
You don't want to do that. Obviously, you're not costing the team a title, but costing your team a game.
If you cost your team a series?
Yeah, or absolutely, a game. Absolutely,
because
yes.
You did something stupid. You have a chance to steal one of the games in New York.
Right.
And you let your temper get the best of you, and you do something stupid?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is where, okay, that's all tough and bad boys 2.0. Let that stuff go. I know if that's your identity,
you can still play hard and play that type of basketball,
tough,
going to work, whatever.
Don't play stupid.
Right. You know, no technical foul. And that goes to J.B. Bickerstaff, too. Just lay off the officials a little bit, because he's as mouthy to the officials as any Detroit Pistons coach I've ever seen. And he does get a lot of technical fouls.
So, yeah, he's taking on that identity sticking of what up Isaiah for his team. Stewart and Ron Holland. That's who I'm worried about, is Ron Holland. Because
yeah.
Ron Holland, being a young player, doesn't really have that example, because Isaiah Stewart is really the one, you know, kind of teaching him right now.
Right.
That example is not a great example.
Right. No. His example should be Asur Thompson, who
Correct.
Plays tough and similar types of
play
players,
within the game.
Yeah, who doesn't go off.
Because I just don't see the NBA really going to put up with this.
No.
In this series. They're just not.
Especially who's it against. It's their glamour. I mean, it's their glamour market. It's the world's most famous arena, you know?
So they say.
Yeah. And
you really hate MSG, don't you?
I don't hate it. It's just.
Well, he was there. You've been there for college games, right?
Yeah, I went there.
It's different.
No. I mean, but it was like, oh, it's the atmosphere. I was like, it's okay.
Yeah. The atmosphere for a Knicks big game is completely different.
Just the whole, they were like, the building and walk around. I was like, oh, okay, seriously. It's. Like, it was overhyped. It's like when somebody tells you a restaurant is so great.
Right.
Or this movie, you're going to love. You're like, it was okay. It wasn't how you hyped it up to be.
No, the actual arena, besides, it's kind of cool if you go take the train and you go up. I mean, that stuff is kind
of
cool.
Now, right. Now, that was true. When I got off the subway, like, as soon as you get off the subway, I was like, as soon as you get off the subway,
you take the escalator,
you're at the arena. Yeah. Sure enough, yeah. Bang.
That stuff is really cool. The actual arena itself, it's just like most arenas, although it is cool. I don't know if they do it for college, but for the NBA games, especially when they dart, you know, only the thing that's lit is the court. Oh, yeah. And that's cool.
They do that. Yeah. Because they're going to play the Champions Classic out there again in the fall. And it's like, I don't know if I want to do that again. I've done it once. Yeah.
They're doing it again? I thought it was just going to be Chicago, Atlanta.
No, there's rotates between Chicago, Atlanta, and New York.
New York? Oh, it's not even Indy anymore, right? Was it ever Indy? No.
Yeah, Indy.
Yeah.
Indy as well, yeah. So I was hoping it was Indy. Yeah, it's in New York next year. It was in Atlanta last year. So
that's good for the alumni, I guess. Anyway, 248-539 9797 is the telephone number here. I do want to ask this question here as we are now, 8 days away from the NFL draft?
Yes.
8 days away from the NFL draft. Brad Holmes. Is he cooking? Is he shopping? What do you think he's going to do as far as stay where he is? Trade up or trade down? What do you think he's going to do?
I think he's going to trade up. I think Brad Holmes was handed a bunch of third round picks, and it's just going to melt a hole in his pocket. Brad Holmes is not going to sit there at 28. He will move up. Now, who? I don't know, because this is one of those drafts, unless they just got a high RAS score on one particular player, Stoney.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a dime a dozen. Like, no one really stands out. You can kind of, if you missed out on this one, okay, you got three more over here just like this guy. You want to go offensive, defensive, wherever you want to go, unless he sees, I'm going to upgrade this one position. He's got a lot of third round selections. I think he moves up, kind of how he's done, you know, go up and go get J-Mo or go up and go get Gibbs. I think he's going to move up in this draft. And go, and I don't know where, I don't know who, but it won't be a 28. It'll be, I don't know, maybe he trades up with Pittsburgh and figures, you know what, you can have Shador at pick 28 and take, what do you guys pick, David, the 21st?
Yeah, we pick 21.
So he moves up. But, yeah, with those third-round selections, I don't think he stays, Pat.
How pissed would David be if they did trade up and the Lions took Kenneth Grant? With the Steelers pick.
Oh, my.
But see, well, I mean, because he played for Michigan. Right.
Yeah, yeah, that's why.
Because I'm saying,
he's David, a great player, too, though. Michigan.
No, David, he is. But this is a big people draft.
It is.
So if you miss out on one, this isn't one where, you know, you're going to hear one. You're not going to hear that.
Yeah, like there's two of them and you don't get. Yeah, right. You're right.
Okay, they're right. Defensive, the edge rushers and linebackers and – there's a bunch of them out there. It's really who's going to be available. And if there's one you really like, I could see Brad saying, you know what, we're going to move up. We're going to package up a third round selection and give us this pick. I don't think he's picking at 28. That's just me.
And there will be people available. I mean, I was looking at the Dane Brugler, the Athletic, that is 7th round today. Very interesting as far as like James Pierce Jr., he doesn't have him going till pick 52.
I mean, but that's...
I know.
It's that guy who all of a sudden you just thought our own Brian Branch was one of those guys.
Yes.
Brian Branch, was he in the green room?
No.
No.
No, he wasn't.
I don't know if he was in the green room.
No, he might have been, because don't you remember in the 2nd round?
He came back.
He was there.
He came back the next day.
Yeah, so he was there.
He was in the green room. And he got passed over.
Yeah. Yeah, I stand corrected. He was the last person in the NFL green room.
Yeah.
And he goes in the 2nd round. You know,
he came out because he wanted to go on stage because that was his dream.
So, yeah, he changed clothes, came out the next day, and N'Kobe Dean. Like, there's always that player.
Right.
That for some reason, NFL people just... We're going to pass on him. And, yeah, like, I was shocked. Like, what was it? Nolan Smith, that same draft, I thought was going to be, like, taken in the top 10.
And instead, like, he went late first round.
Right.
Because I thought the Lions, I'm like, Lions, he's sitting there.
I know.
Lions took Jack Campbell. I'm like, he's right there. He's there. No, going to take Jack Campbell.
Wow. Okay. I thought Will Levis was the last one in the green room, but you're right. It was Brian Branch.
That's what I thought. He can't.
Will Levis didn't return the next day.
Right. Brian Branch came back.
Brian Branch came back and said, you know what? I'm here. And, you know, it worked out. Like, people forget because, you know, I had a conversation today. People were like, he was first round. I was like, no, he went in the second round.
Right.
Campbell went in the first round. I know. If you swapped him, I think people would have been okay with that.
Yeah.
If you would have took Branch one and Campbell in the second round. But, yeah, the fact that they passed, that's one. Nolan Smith, like, that would have been nice.
He hasn't been great, but he's been okay for the Eagles.
When he's healthy, yeah. Yes.
I know.
Campbell's okay. Yeah. I mean, look, the midday show.
Well, I mean, Doug has a man crush on Iowa. I mean, he wanted them to draft T.J. Hockenson, if I'm not mistaken, and he did. I remember I was with Gator. We were 24 seconds. And when they picked T.J. Hockenson, and I got so I might still have the video, the boos that went through that restaurant. I mean, not booze either. I mean, people were really pissed they took T.J. Hockenson. 97 won the ticket. 97 won the ticket. 248-539-9797. By the way, stop the presses. Wojo's here. All right. We have some ticket text, David.
For a full show?
Yeah, they got, 2 hours.
Oh, boy. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Fox 2's not on.
Oh, tonight. No, wait a second.
Yeah, it's 2 hours.
The Wings play tomorrow. Though.
Oh.
Or the Wings tonight.
No, you're right. They are tonight. TNT tonight.
Yeah, so it's probably like 7:45 or something.
So not 2 hours.
Yeah, what time are we? See, how, Kenny, it just sucks that I don't even care and know what time the Wings game is on our air tonight. All I know is they're on national television because national TV needs to see the Red Wings tonight.
I really thought the season was over.
7:30, they dropped the puck at 7:30.
Okay, so it's not a full 2 hour of Wojo.
It ain't even close. You're probably looking at about an hour.
Wow. Ticket text here says, Kirby and a second round pick for a top 10 selection.
Why would I take Kirby if I'm in the top 10?
No, I don't know, because you would have to pay him. No, you're right. You would have to pay him.
Right, unless that's all pre-arranged.
You're exactly right.
Unless Ben Johnson just was like, you know, I really need Kirby here in Chicago, the Bears would probably lose it.
You're right.
Unless you're a team that thinks, wow, you know what? We need a safety to get to the Super Bowl, even though it only might be for 1 year. Nobody's going to do that.
I'm drafting one.
Yes.
I'm not taking. Okay. In Detroit, I get it. Everybody likes Kirby Joseph. Kirby Joseph ain't that valuable to the rest of the league. That you're going to trade a top 10 pick for him?
The only way I would see it, and this is not the case, is if the Patriots and the Bears feel like everything else is theirs and they were one player away because they have so much money that they would say, okay, we'll trade for him. We're one player away. We'll pay him. But the Patriots and the Bears are not one safety away.
No, this is one of those where all of a sudden you made that trade years ago and there's a good team sitting there at the top five.
They just struggled this year, yes.
No, they didn't even struggle. They got the pick because they made a trade years ago.
Yes.
And now it's the back end of that trade, and it's like, oh, okay.
Or your former defensive coordinator is the head coach of a new team, but the Jets are so far away that Aaron Glenn would not do
Man,
that.
Man, he would get run out of New York.
Oh, no, there's no way you do that.
No.
Not at all. Regarding the Pistons and the Knicks, someone says, who are the Knicks? Why should we be afraid? They choke. They haven't won since 1973. They should be scared. Go Pistons.
Okay. There's two parts of that text, and one part I definitely agree with, because I have always believed that the New York Knicks are the most overrated franchise in sports history because of just that. They have not won a championship since 1973. But yet, every time they get the, it's the Knicks, it's the Knicks. I think this Knicks team, it's pretty damn good. They gave the Celtics a decent run last year, right, in the Eastern Conference Finals.
But it's New York. Let's just be real.
Yeah.
It's New York.
Right.
And every New York team gets the same hype. Whether it's the Yankees, it's the Mets, it's the Knicks, you name it, it's New York.
That's true.
The Jets.
Yeah, the Jets, the Giants. Last year, everybody telling me, Aaron Rodgers and the Jets, they picked the Jets to go to the playoffs.
It's that same Jets team that stunk.
Well, so it's because he got hurt.
They do this. They still would have stunk.
No, I don't.
He didn't get hurt last year.
Yeah, his first year.
The first year, last year, they had the hype.
Everybody picked the Jet. That was the chic pick. Oh, watch out for the Jets. They're the sleeper to win the Super Bowl.
He's coming off the injury. No.
It's the same with L.A. Like, L.A. teams get overhyped. That's just how it is.
You're right. Those Dodgers are overhyped. They've lost three series in a row. Overhyped. For the Pistons to win the series, Cade Cunningham has to be the best player on the court. If he is not, the Pistons won't advance.
I think that's fair, and I think he will be the best player on the court. I just think they have too many other players who are really, really good that we just don't give enough credit to, especially Carl Anthony Towns and Josh Hart.
Come on, guys. You are already counting out the Pistons before this series even starts?
Well,
favorites
okay.
to go down all the time.
There are upsets. There's no doubt about it. So is everybody in Detroit supposed to sit there and say, because I am a Pistons fan, I love the Pistons. I could have gone for free, but I bought tickets so I could yell and cheer and drink it all those games back in the, you know, the going to work team, okay? I want them to win. I hope they beat the Knicks in four, but in my opinion, my basketball acumen, which maybe is not that great, I think they're going to lose the series. Sorry. Throw me out of town. Retire, old man.
Don't worry about us. We're just doing a show in here.
No.
We're just doing a show.
I thought you guys were done.
I think the X factor in the series is Jalen Duren, but he has to stay out of foul trouble.
It's true.
Someone else says, I'm with you, Rico. New York was just okay. Nothing special.
Like I said,
he's talking about the Garden.
Madison Square Garden. Yeah, I just, you know. It was like the first time I had been there in like so many decades. It was like, okay, New York. It's like, yeah, it's okay.
And then one more before Jeff and Wojo join us. Someone says, 3-1. That's all I have to say. Regular season, 3-1.
Yep, there it is.
Yeah, because that makes a difference.
Yep. I thought MSG was just the spice they put in Chinese food, yes. Right?
Yeah,
that's it.
Mm-hmm. By the way, that last game that they won, the Knicks didn't play three of their best players, too. So let's not get crazy about regular season records.
I think it was only two of their best players, Anunoby and Josh Hart. I'm just saying, don't exaggerate. Okay. I'm just saying. I do think.
Wow, look at you, Mr. Pro Nick.
Yeah, go Knicks. Yeah, right. Hate the Knicks. Yeah, I'm not a Knicks fan either, but it'll be interesting. Nobody else thinks the Pistons have a shot. I mean, nobody else in NBA America. Has Shaq weighed in yet? Shaq, is he given his pick yet?
They're not the biggest Auburn Piston Hills. Fan ever.
They're at Auburn Hills.
Did he say the Auburn Hills won too? Somebody did.
No, he did.
It was that show. It was Barkley, I think, said, we're going to be doing games at Auburn Hills, aren't we?
No, I thought Shaq said it again, though, recently.
Oh, he may have.
I drove past there recently. It's not there anymore.
It is. I drove past 2 weeks ago and was like.
That's kind of sad.
It's like a big square warehouse. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, it was a hole, and then all of a sudden it's just like this wall.
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
I remember one year Barkley said, okay, I've never been to Detroit because we used to always play at Auburn Hills. I said, yes, he did. Me, him, and Van Roo, all right. We went to a gentleman's club on 8 Mile.
Whoa. You, Van Earl Wright, and Charles Barkley went to a strip club together?
Mm-hmm. Really? Stoney threw him through a plate glass
window.
Really? Now,
did Chuck pay?
Yes.
He did.
He paid for all the dancers.
Now, did he go in the private room?
Do we have a private room?
I mean, I got to believe
it. Hey, that's strange.
Is that over the bounds?
Yeah.
No, it wasn't a private room, but it was away from some people.
Mm.
Wow.
Another one of his teammates was there too, just passed away recently, the late but great Oliver Miller.
So you, Charles Barkley, Van Earl Wright, and the Big O all went to a strip club together.
Yes.
Sounds like the start of a joke. Wow.
Stoney, Barkley, and Van Earl walk into a strip club.
Mm-hmm. Was it Van Earl? Deep over the wall in the field.
All right, we're gonna
enough.
We're gonna bury the Tigers coming up on our show. It's pretty much over. What happened to the O fans? Where's Riley Green?
Well, that's what we started our show with. How concerned should people be? I mean, it is He's one of 32 since April 5th with 19 strikeouts.
No, he's been terrible. But you know what? I'm going to issue an edict, but nobody can follow it, nor should they. I don't think we should even talk about any Tiger game until October. Because everything's an overreaction.
Well, of course. Well,
just wait to the Sparky 40 game mark. That's what everybody says.
Right.
No, I mean,
40 games. You got to count them out. We're at 18.
We're going to talk about them, but we're
22 more to go.
We're going to overreact.
I know. I don't think they should.
We, all of us.
People are ready to send him to Toledo. Mm. I'm going to give him the homestand before I
decide
that.
Toledo? He was an all-star last year.
I know.
Come on. So what's more real? Torque crushing the baseball, that will remain, or Riley continuing to not crush the baseball?
That won't remain.
No.
I agree with you.
I think he's too good. I think there's
something. I 100% agree. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Too pretty of a swing, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we'll get into that. And Rieger wants to trade Jameson Williams, apparently.
No. I don't understand it. Why is it every time I Google J-Mo, people are saying to trade him out of town at the draft or before the draft?
You know what?
It is simple. There are reasons for that. It's called money. You can't pay everybody.
I just disagree with it.
Sounds like that'd be great for your show.
You know what? Oh. What, you got someplace to go?
Not here.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.